what's poppin', people? Welcome to the Thursday program, that special show that features a professional from the broadcast industry, one Trudy Daniels, along with former professionals Mark Fellhauer, Joey Marasso, a new entry to the broadcasting world, Jay Timko.
Yeah.
I'm Drew, and this is the Drew and Mike podcast, and we have a message from Mike Clark's sister.
Yeah.
How about that?
Sin.
I didn't know if we'd ever hear anything. I mean, I knew what the story was.
It wasn't our story to tell. So.
No. And as long as Mike said, don't say anything, I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah.
But it was getting to be a little difficult.
Have you been in communication with her or with Mike Clark?
I've been talking to Mike and Trish.
Okay.
And, you know, Trish has been worried sick, of course. I'll just read what Cynthia says. By way of intro on Mike Clark's sister, Sin, Mike's asked me to write it on his behalf. Shortly after Mike joined in the podcast, he began noticing having trouble with his voice, which a lot of people didn't notice. Unfortunately, his voice became worse and he was forced to seek medical attention. And believe me, Mike does not like seeking medical attention.
Oh, no, he loves doctors.
It was bad.
Oh, boy, does he not.
He's a big fan of doctors.
He likes diagnosing it for himself. He'll canvas like six doctors who aren't his doctor.
Yeah.
And he'll come up with a diagnosis usually.
That's smart.
He crowdsources.
It's very interesting.
His medical care is crowdsourced.
Are you serious, Clark?
Mike's been in the hospital for a while after being diagnosed with bilateral vocal cord paralysis. As you all know, Mike, without a voice and signature laugh, has been a great change for him and our family. Fortunately, Mike will be discharged soon, be transported to a health center to rebuild his stamina and speaking ability. Mike wanted fans to understand why he's not been able to participate a couple days on the podcast as originally planned. We'll take your time.
Clark, what's wrong?
As you all know, Mike's biggest joy in life has been to be one of the folks to get people through the good and bad times through a hard day at work. Or on a day drive to and from work with funny antics, jokes, and crazy stories.
My antics.
Yes. Antics.
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
What qualifies as one of the antics?
Just everything. That isn't one of the other two.
Oh, but Mike.
But Mike would
be
an antic.
Antic. Yeah.
He does enjoy antics. If my Facebook family and friends could please share this note so more of his devoted fans understand his absence, it would be greatly appreciated. Should you feel inclined to write him a note on his Facebook page or mine, I will make sure he reads each of them on behalf. She'll stand over him.
Make sure he reads
every
it.
Damn one of them. On behalf of our family, please know how grateful we are for your support and prayers.
Aww.
Yeah, we have three comments already.
Wow. Ooh. There's a lot of comments on our Facebook.
I bet there are. What are people saying?
Just a lot of support.
Of course.
Nothing bad yet.
Couldn't Butt Mike do the show?
Sure.
He's in good
voice. Butt Mike could do the show. That's right.
Well, sounds like you want to do a show with him, Trudy. Butt Mike.
We did interview Butt Mike once, as I recall,
I
when Mike was out.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, he had some rustling.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks.
Diversity.
Yeah.
You know, Mike was battling with his breathing. It was the weirdest thing. And, you know, he'd been checked for the serious stuff, like, you know, throat cancer and lung cancer, and he had a clean chest. Believe it or not, he had a clean chest X-ray.
Wow.
He quit smoking. Mike's not smoking now. He's not smoking.
Wow. Not smoking zero or not smoking?
I think he's
vaping.
Well, he's been in the hospital.
Oh,
so I know he's not smoking now. But allegedly, he wasn't smoking for about 9 days before he went in.
Wow.
So he was really concerned about his breathing.
Aww.
And when your lungs are, or when you're vocal cords are paralyzed, they won't open up and give you that space to get breath in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he would wake up if you get any kind of, which I think when you quit smoking, especially you get a lot of phlegm, a lot of fluid in your lungs, and you, when you try to spit it out, that takes up what little space there is, and he would wake up and just be wheezing. I mean, he had a terrible time. He was really having an awful time.
He did do the sleep study, right?
He did do the sleep study. He did.
So that way, you think that would help the breathing at night?
I think it did, but this paralyzed vocal cord thing
still
is a real, it's a real bugger. And it's one of these things where it can get well on its own, kind of like Bell's palsy. It can just suddenly be fine.
Really?
Or you may have to have surgery, and I don't know what they do. I think they just separate them and create more space so it's easier to breathe. But, yeah, and the thing about surgery is I guess it can change your voice.
Really?
Oh,
so
wow.
God knows what he's going to sound like.
What if he sounds, hi, how you guys doing? What if it's really?
He sounds like Brandon.
Beep!
bitch.
Everything's going to be super high-pitched.
Yeah. But Mike's voice is going to change, too.
Yeah, but Mike just sounds like... That's what it sounds like now.
Let me tell you, though, this thing has been shitty. I mean, it's really been a drag.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of... you know, I think you get paranoid about going to sleep because you wake up wheezing so much that you don't want to sleep, so it wasn't sleeping well. It's a swallowing problem, too.
Oh, my
God. It's really... To think that your vocal cords can cause such a hassle... It really is a pain in the ass.
And then not being able to express it in any way.
Exactly.
As well. So.
But, the sounds from what Cynthia says, and, when I talk to Mike and Trish and hear what she has to say, things are, you don't always hear the same thing because, there's options. Like, do you go to the Mayo Clinic in Cleveland because they have really good throat people? Or do you just go to Beaumont? He was in Beaumont for a few days.
You should go to the Mayo Clinic in Cleveland. Oh, yes.
What's the matter? Are you not a Beaumont fan?
No, not that. Just that that's it. That is the top.
That's the, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
If you can't go to Johns Hopkins or.
Well, yeah. I'm sure he's going to do whatever he has to do. I mean, he's in this deep now. I mean, he's in the system.
Yeah. That's good, though. That's
he's no
start.
Longer no longer canvassing doctors on that.
Good.
So, yeah, he's following. I mean, he had to take a lot of tests and all kinds of BS. And it was not been a good couple of months for Mike Clark.
Well, at least
but it's good, though.
Yeah, to get rid of it.
It's not good. Not doing anything doesn't help.
No.
Yeah, and he's not laying awake thinking he's not going to wake up. That kind of
thing. Yeah.
You know, what's really weird is to think.
Imagine.
What if, like, because he quit smoking, he gets real aggressive about his health, he gets his knee fixed, and he becomes a workout madman.
Starts doing his bi-weekly workouts?
No, like, bi-daily workouts.
Wow.
And next thing you know, he's running marathons.
Yeah.
And he gets all buff.
And his voice is still really high-pitched.
He becomes this crazed senior
Olympics
freak.
Yeah, he's in the senior Olympics. And then he starts managing everybody else's health like, Drew, you really should stop smoking.
Yeah. You're not working out enough.
I can't believe you guys are eating those burgers. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think the appetite will ever allow him to get too healthy. So anyway, I don't know when he'll be back. It's going to be a while, though, because he's got to do either his vocal cords have to heal or he has to have surgery. And then there's rehab, and so, yeah, I think we're a ways away. So.
Just being in a situation where you're being maintained, someone is looking after your health 24/7, probably will help, because then there's a consistent level of,
Well, yeah. No, that's true. So. Huh. I was amazed that he actually checked into the hospital. I thought, really? You have to check into the hospital?
This must be serious, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. It was, once you're breathing, too, it's like to even think about waking up. And he woke up in the hospital having trouble breathing, too. And I don't
really.
I'm not commenting on his medical care, but I know he didn't feel like they had a lot of solutions for him. Like,
well, that's frightening.
He had to sort of get through it himself. But he did. I mean, he had done it a million times.
Hey. Just get over it yourself. He walks out with a clipboard.
Yeah, how do you do it at home? Just do that.
Well, that's good medical advice.
Yeah. No, he needs something done.
Jesus.
So, balls.
He's a bitch.
He should try mushrooms after this experience.
Yeah.
To help
himself recover.
That's right.
Those cancer patients taking mushrooms. We learned that just yesterday. There was a story about that. And it helps them for years.
I don't understand that. Yeah.
I don't either. I thought it was like an eight-hour thing.
No, it's brain chemistry. It resets your brain chemistry.
I didn't feel that
for 8 hours. Yeah.
I've never had mushrooms successfully.
Successful?
What?
Successfully.
What happened?
I tried them and it didn't kind of like kick in, and I know
really?
It's supposed to.
And take enough?
Just kind of sitting there going, wait.
I didn't have enough.
Something to, yeah. And so when I then took more, it had been a really long time. I was really, just really tired, and it didn't work. It never really worked.
I'm sure he had the most boring trip in hallucinogenic history.
I got to go to Amsterdam.
I know, you're right.
Yeah. Last time I was in Amsterdam.
That was part of it, too. But
I don't know. I don't know if they
were good mushrooms.
I'm not sure I could help myself from laughing if I'm doing mushrooms. I don't think you're stopping me.
Yeah, but Joe's right. You got to be in the right situation. Yeah, I mean, you're nice.
Well, yeah, true. It helps. Well, I'll tell you, this is why I say this, because we were not in the greatest situation. We were in Amsterdam. This is like 5 years ago. Matt and I were there, and It was a whole group of people, actually. Rich was there. Kevin.
This is the, when you saw the SS cock ring, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Remember? Do you remember that, Trudy?
Yes.
Well, no, that was a different trip.
That was a different one?
That was a different trip.
Oh, yeah. Did you go looking for the SS cock ring because you saw it the last time?
No, we didn't because we weren't there that the same. We just happened to arrive right as the gay pride parade was coming through Amsterdam, if you can believe that. It was like 20 minutes from starting time when we landed.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. Gay pride parades are great.
Yeah, got some amazing pictures. Yeah. SS cock ring. I forgot about that. So... anyway, it was like a, like a Tuesday night in Amsterdam, and everybody's going crazy. We're near the red light district. People are either buying whores or they're in the bars. And and so they have those stores that have a mushroom. It's like, you know, just a sign with a shroom on it. It's like,
wow.
Wait, you can really just go in there and buy and it's legal? It's like, yeah, it's legal. You can buy mushrooms here. It's not, you don't have to worry about getting busted. It's legal. So we go in, we have a long conversation with the guy selling them, like, you know, what different kinds. And he gave us. I think it was vitamin C, which is supposed to be the antidote.
Oh. If you're, I remember you saying that before, yeah.
Yeah, if you're tripping too hard,
yeah.
You take the vitamin C and it's supposed to bring you down.
No way. It really?
So fake.
Didn't appear to be a problem.
You just needed
a... didn't need the antidote.
Yeah, that was his way of pushing some vitamin C that week.
Yeah, I don't think it was very expensive, but we had to pay something for it. So, you know, ate the mushrooms, went outside, we're in an outdoor bar, and all of a sudden, whammo! Just I forgot what the, started the laughing, but it was nothing of any significance. And the next thing you know, Matt and I were sitting on, they were like brownstones. They weren't like New York brownstones. They were like, you know, much less expensive brownstones. We're just sitting on a stoop. People were walking by in little groups of like three or four people, as they do, and out in the night in Amsterdam. And we would try so hard not to laugh so hard that we were crying at every group that walked by. Every time I was like, oh, I got more people. Oh, God. And sure enough, as soon as they got close to us, we'd both start laughing out loud and like tears streaming down our face. And they'd look at us like, what the fuck? What's wrong with them? They probably knew. And then they'd be, oh, my God, more people. Oh, God, I'm not going to laugh this time. Not gonna, I swear to God. You got to hold it, too. Okay. And then sure enough, we'd bust out. Bust out laughing. I don't even know why. I don't know what we're laughing about.
Wasn't there something about Anne Frank's house on that
trip? That was the previous trip.
That was, okay, that was the SS Cockering trip.
Yeah.
A momentous trip.
We were in a, and we're following the laws. They were legal.
Yeah.
We were following the local laws by eating mushrooms. And we realized we saw this real somber group of people. We're like, yeah, what's the matter with them? Why aren't they having this much fun? I guess they're not doing mushrooms. It was the line to get to the Anne Frank house. We're doing mushrooms. Tears are streaming down our face in front of the Anne Frank house. Oh, my God.
I'm going to change history.
Oh, I know. It wasn't our fault.
Fuck you. We're back here partying, putting headbands on, doing drugs, listening to the goddamn Beatle albums.
Is it still like that in Amsterdam? It's been years since I've been there.
Still like that in terms of the...
Can you still buy mushrooms?
Yeah. I mean, those stuff's 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So why don't they sell them? Why don't they sell them now? If they help people with depression, not just cancer patients.
I mean,
people with PTSD.
It is a plant, and maybe it would stop people from doing flaca.
Yeah.
Or other synthetic hallucinogens.
Right, and you want to eat somebody's face when you're doing flock or bath salts, and you wouldn't if you were on mushrooms.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of anyone. It's funny that Trudy said nothing happened. I can't think of anyone who didn't enjoy mushrooms. Do you know anyone who, oh, God, it was terrible? Have you ever heard of anyone having a bad time on mushrooms?
Not at all.
Joey actually triangulated on
Of course.
A bad time? Like, what happened?
People just, like, they think real paranoid. Don't like the feeling. They go to bed. I've seen people lock themselves in rooms. Like, they just have a bad trip. Like, if you're not
they don't have the brain chemistry.
They need some vitamin C.
They need help. They need psychiatric help, obviously. They're enough to enjoy mushrooms, unfortunately.
I'm going to have to try again. It was a bad scene.
No,
he was absolutely right. Because
I take it back. I've seen bad mushroom. I have. It's pretty rare, though.
Yeah. Well, same thing happened with Elliot. Just one time. Once. Really, really young.
And what happened?
I hallucinated my grandmother, and she just died. And
you hallucinated your grandmother?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
And then I kept going to the bathroom, looking in the mirror, and I had red blotches everywhere. And I'd be like, what's going on? Yeah. Oh. So,
wow.
Yeah. No, ooh. But it was another, it was a deal where.
Blotter?
I think. Or no, microdot.
Microdot, yeah. That's same difference, probably.
So yeah. I feel bad because I've not had the situation that I really.
Well, it sounds like you were having it. It just wasn't the right environment.
Yeah. I had the brain chemistry though. Yeah. That's what that supposedly does, where it resets your serotonin. That's why those people are happy for years.
Well, and then everybody should just take it, right?
Yeah.
So everyone's happy.
Really?
You know, it's funny. I'm reading that Iggy Pop book. Another great Christmas book, by the way. If you like reading rock and roll books. Iggy Pop Chaos, and it's one of those big books with the giant pictures. It's got all the Grandy Ballroom posters.
Those are so cool. I love those.
Can you believe the shows they had? You got like Cream, The Stooges, MC5, The Who, all one night at the Grandy Ballroom? What? It's insane. Absolutely insane. But Iggy's talking about doing LSD like every other day.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
How would anybody, I mean, first of all, I can't imagine going through that and going, oh, I got to do that tomorrow. I got to do that again tomorrow.
Why does he have a liver?
Good question. You know what? It sounds to me like he was pretty cleaned up by 81.
Mm-hmm, but still, every day.
How does he perform?
Well, there was a lot of others. Heroin. He got into heroin, too, which is a big problem.
Well, maybe that's why. They counteracted each other.
The performing part, I think it sort of was an asset.
Really?
Yeah, I think
LSD.
I don't know about that for performing, but a lot of the other stuff he was doing, he was so into just creating a spectacle.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't even about necessarily being the best entertainer. It was just about being memorable, like people remembering
painting himself silver.
Yes, or pouring hot wax on his chest.
Yeah, right.
Or cutting himself.
Yeah.
I saw him on Dinah Shore talking about cutting himself.
Like, that freak her out.
Iggy, cutting yourself. Why would you cut yourself?
That's way before cutting was kind of a thing, huh?
Yeah. It was, and then he, of course, injured himself a few times, too. But
yeah,
really good book. That Phil Collins book, I know I'm trying to sell you guys on it. I'm not trying to sell you on it. But he is in the middle of a lot of stuff, and so there's some good stories in there. In fact, there's a good story I was reading today about he went to Montserrat. Yeah. There's a good recording studio over there. George Martin built it. It's supposed to be one of the coolest places. And, of course, the view is it's in the Caribbean. So, I mean, where would you rather record than the Caribbean? Oh, yeah. But he's producing Eric Clapton and playing some drums for him.
Yeah.
It's the Behind the Sun album. Which isn't a terrible Eric Clapton album. He just put out a real stinker, I think. So he needed kind of a rally album. Anyway, Eric says, okay. No drugs, no women.
What?
So everybody's like, okay, whatever you say. You know, one of those things where I've had enough women, enough drugs to fill two planets for a lifetime. And no one can have any more now because I'm done.
Oh, it's like when Aerosmith stopped drinking.
When they quit
everybody
and
else
nobody
had
could
to.
Drink. Yeah. So anyway, the first day he gets there, first of all, he accuses Phil of having drugs. He's like, you have drugs. You're holding out on me. Like, you're doing drugs and you're not giving any to me. He was like, no, I didn't bring anything. And finally, he believed him. And Phil, I guess, somehow convinced him he didn't have it. And he didn't. Then Clapton starts having an affair with the studio manager. She's banging the studio manager.
Really?
No babes, except for Eric. And not only does he have an affair with her, he knocks her up.
Oh,
nice adhering to your own rules.
I know.
Wow.
Cut it out, Clapton.
Clapton was such a, like, thief, wasn't he? I mean, he was always stealing people's women.
Yeah, you know, that was when he was married to Patty Boyd, too.
Yeah.
Supposedly
Layla.
So happily. Yeah, the subject of two of the best love songs ever, probably Layla and Something, the same chick.
If he would have allowed women at that recording session, she might have been there, and then maybe he wouldn't have cheated on her.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's a rock star.
So, moving on to a few things from today. This just came up, and I just thought it was interesting because it just tells the same old story. The San Bernardino terrorist, the husband-wife team.
Yeah.
Made me sick.
And if I remember right, she radicalized him, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's from here. He's a citizen.
Right.
Picked her up.
She came over, and actually her picture
changed over time. So did his.
Yeah. But her picture when she entered the country, you know, I think take a photo
selfie.
Like a citizenship or a visa picture or something. It looks like a selfie almost. But I swear to God, I'm looking in her eyes. Of course, this is after the whole thing happened. I'm like, she's a terrorist. I know she's a terrorist. I can see it in her fucking face. She looks. Wait, I think it's in here actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at her. She's a fucking terrorist. Yeah. Oh, yeah, knew it. Yeah. The minute I saw that picture, I would have known it. Yeah. You
By
terrorist.
The way, if you become a terrorist, why do you have to stop tending to your eyebrows and, you know, like whatever your
Cubes.
Personal problem
is? Isn't that some shit?
Huge bush.
That lady has
that lady's got a Mondo bush.
Yeah. Like frighteningly so.
Anyway, it turns out the reason, you know, we all want to know, gee, why did they shoot and kill those 14 people? My God, they were employees, fellow employees of his. They were friends of his. Why would you kill those 14 people? What was it? Well, turns out they were attending some kind of a seminar with that office group of theirs. And afterwards, there was a Christmas party. Yeah. Which I don't, you know, from the way I read it, I'm not even sure the Christmas party was mandatory, but there was a Christmas party that I think they felt they were expected to go to, and that made them so angry, they went back to the house, got the AK-47s or whatever, and shot up 14, killed 14 people.
Yeah.
Because they were, thought they were expected to go to a Christmas party.
Don't you think they were planning on doing something?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
You just don't amass that much ammunition and weapons and... Because they had to get him from out of state.
Right.
But that was the final thing that set him off, which is fucking ludicrous.
Well, there was
just an excuse.
Yeah, you're right, Trudy.
Why have a baby? I almost called the baby
stupid. I know there's a six-month-old baby. I said, why do they have a stupid terrorist baby?
Stupid baby.
Stupid baby.
I want to find that baby in the future and tell that baby about his loser parents.
Well, he'll have Google.
I will help you.
he'll be able to Google it.
Bullshit. God, these people. Oh, fuck you and the Christmas party. That's just bullshit. Fuck you. And so what? A Christmas party? Okay. So maybe it's a little offensive. They have to kill 14 people. Couldn't they just maim one person?
Believe me. About 50.
Kill 14 people?
About 50% of the people that had to go to that mandatory Christmas party were bummed out. They had to go
they didn't
want to
be there either.
They're not going to shoot up the place.
Don't assume everyone takes their religion as seriously as you do.
Religion? Nobody wants to go to a mandatory party.
Yeah, and I'm sure
those two words don't really go together, right?
I'm sure there was just a ton of religious discussions too at that Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it was all about the Bible,
Jesus,
right?
Baby, sweet baby Jesus,
bastards. Casey Anthony's former bodyguard. This is the guy who bodyguarded her after she was out, after she was acquitted.
Let me guess, he nailed her.
No, I don't know if he did or not. Let's assume he did.
He nailed. If Jose Baez nailed her. The bodyguard nailed her.
I'm sure he probably did.
Did Jose Baez really nail her? Do we know
Jose
that?
Baez
we heard
said
that.
He did.
We did.
Oh, he said that.
He said
that. That came
did,
out recently, actually.
Yeah, maybe 4 months ago, 3 months ago.
So anyway, this isn't entirely after the verdict. Actually, he was her bodyguard when she was jailed originally. Remember when her mom called 911 and said,
there's a smell like a dead body in my daughter. I haven't seen my grandchild for a month.
And then she yelled at her, Mom, get me out of here.
She always did, yeah. Anyway, he was hired to be her bodyguard after they bailed her out of jail. She was in jail for 30 days. They paid an extremely high bail, and then she was going to be charged. And this guy was in charge of being her bodyguard in the meantime. So he basically sort of comes into her world as she's leaving jail, and she's about to be charged with murder.
Mm-hmm.
The kid's missing. They haven't found the kid yet. Anyway, he said, this is just, let's see, where was he that he spoke about this? Because it was just recently.
Probably someone who pays for interviews, like Dr. Phil or Daily Mail.
It really doesn't matter. I knew I said it in here somewhere. I was just trying
Inside
to find
edition.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, he says that when she first got out, and you know, of course, she is picked up and she goes home, and so he's naturally taking all this in. He's acting like he's just being the bodyguard, but he's really paying attention to everything. He said she didn't ask one question about Kaylee. Not one.
Huh.
It was all about, jail food sucks, and what are we eating? And, oh, my God, it's so good to be home. You know, like it was a celebratory thing.
All right.
Not a fucking word about the baby.
Of course not.
Yeah, cause she knew it. She wasn't missing
it. Yeah, she knew where the baby was. I know. That's got to be a tough acting job, too, to get out and go, God, I wonder where Kaylee is.
That's why so many of them can't do it. Can't
no, they off. Don't. They really are. They're miserable failures when it comes to bullshitting the public.
Like these jokers out in California, Miss Papini. I'm just kidding.
Papini thing.
Yeah.
As if they're acting.
I don't guess we really know much more about this story other than the fact that they...
Well, he gave an interview now to ABC.
He's doing 2020 tomorrow night.
She was chained up and hooded most of the time and how they...
Branded?
Yeah,
branded.
Wow.
God, are we going to see these brands? Don't you want to see them, kind of?
Yeah.
I do.
See what they read?
Yeah. No, of course. There was a lady on Inside Edition today who had been branded. She was in the sex trafficking ring.
How bad was the brand?
They were just, they look like really bad tattoos.
Oh.
It's like property of, I forgot the name, and then another one was just
property
a symbol.
Of?
Yeah, she, this lady, like, she works with
like athletic department equipment?
Yeah, she had the swoosh and the Under Armour logo tattooed on her. The three stripes.
If Sherry Papini was my girlfriend, I would want the brand. I would say, you know what? You're already branded. You might as well just have it say Drew. Just fix, go over what it says there.
I'm property of just with an X.
Why not? I mean, yeah. You know, I'm your man. Come on. Bring something positive.
The ex is really mad, though, because people doubted her story. She's really furious about that.
Because it's a weird story.
It's weird. Well, you can't help it. First of all, the fact that two chicks let her go, that's what nobody can figure out. Women don't kidnap people. But we don't really know the rest of the story. I wish they would. Can they tell us the rest of the story, please? Come on.
I don't even think they know.
Hasn't she spilled the story by now?
Yeah, of course. She's told the authorities.
Yeah, well, tell us. We're watching the goddamn thing. It's our entertainment, for Christ's sake. Sorry.
I don't mean to be naive, but how is that sex slavery thing? How do they ply that trade? You know, if you
like,
pull somebody
off
the street and make them. I can see, you know, when they used to send Russian girls here and they were in strip clubs and they were enslaved.
Or teenagers, you know? 15, 16-year-olds.
They're in a foreign country and they don't know how to find help.
Right.
How do they? Do they just, like, put her out on the street? And
that's why.
With Papini, they take her to another country, wherever Natalie Holloway is. They take her to another country. And, you know, where they don't know the language or don't have many resources. Nightline did a big story in the Central American women in Houston, and they live at this house. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like Stockholm Syndrome, where they, you know, kind of are like, well, this is my job now. And many of them can escape.
Well, they also inject heroin into them.
So it's really
until they
hard.
Get addicted. Yeah. So they need heroin. Oh, so they need money. Trap. So, I guess I have to fuck people to make money so I can buy my heroin.
Yeah, but this one girl got away, and, you know, because they let her go shopping by herself.
What?
Yeah, so she's like, oh, fuck, I'm not going back there.
Wow, good thinking.
Well, this woman, do they really send Americans to other countries?
Yeah.
The sex life? Really? How often? How common is that?
I don't think it's terribly common. I think it's hard to get Americans.
Because I have a feeling that when they kidnapped her, first of all, it became such a huge story that they were in trouble from the start. And then second of all, she's not a great candidate to be a sex slave here because she's 34. She's got kids. She's not going to forget about her kids. She's a super mom.
Yeah, there's too many resources here if you're from here.
I wonder if they didn't look at her and think she was a lot younger than she is.
I guarantee it because she's small. She's only 103 pounds.
Yeah, look at that hot teenager, man. She'd be a great little sex slave.
I think you're right.
We could bring in big bucks with her.
Yep.
Yeah.
But because she's a mom, of course, immediately flags go up everywhere and people are looking
know what
for
to do.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah, not only a mom, a super mom.
I know.
Super mom.
And Mark, have you seen the sister?
In my opinion.
Trudy, have you seen the sister?
No.
Sherry Papini's sister?
Is she hot too?
Serious issue, shallow thought. Her sister's not hot.
Oh, really?
She's large.
Really?
She's large, yes.
Oh, dear.
Jay, we looked at her, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's big.
Where is she?
Oh, yeah, if she was ordering it, she's ordering a shirt for us. She would need a larger shirt.
Oh boy!
Is this like a half sister or
no?
I can't believe they have the same DNA.
What a terrible thought!
I think it's like Mags and Layla.
Oh really?
It's inexplicable.
So when they the one sister's just stealing food like Mags does,
or Sherry Papini was injecting fat into her sister late at night when her sister was asleep, like I would do to some of these skinny chicks that think they're so hot.
Man, you busted Mags, too.
At
the wrong bowl.
Yeah, Mags was at the wrong bowl again tonight. That's the second bust in this about a month.
Mags so did not care. He looked at you like, what are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
No, he had a guilty. He had a guilty look on his face.
Yeah, he had a look on his face, yeah. Like, oh, man. What do I say here?
He didn't know what to do.
Wait, Papini's sister's not that big, is she?
Maybe you're looking at an old picture.
No, wait. No, come here. Not at all. Right? I mean, she's not as hot as Papini.
Who's that dude in the middle?
I don't think that's a recent picture. She's bigger than that.
This is the one we found, remember?
Yeah, Mark, look at this picture.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Let's see. You know.
Goo! She's pregnant there!
But she's still fat, too. That's not all pregnancy weight.
Yeah, she's...
Look at her face!
She's got to be pregnant there. Look at her face. But I'm looking at a ton of other pictures of her.
Mark, she's big in that picture you're looking at. She's much bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at her middle. Look up the middle. Come on, you're Mr. Critical about this stuff. I'm the least critical person, and I can see it.
Yeah.
Well, I expected some hog. She's a hog.
And she's wearing a sweater vest to disguise it.
The sweater is so obvious.
Yes. To disguise that she has a gut. Not a pregnancy.
Can't believe you're defending her.
I'm not defending. I just thought it would be someone gigantic. What's her name? Is that Sheila or is that Suzanne? Because there's a Suzanne Papini, too. Sheila. Who's Suzanne Papini. They gave a press conference together, and she doesn't have sleeves on because she's got a sweet tattoo, and the tattoo's got titties on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice giving a press conference where we can all see your titty tattoos.
Wow.
And I don't mean a tattoo on your titty. I mean... A tattoo of a woman's titties.
That's clearly the black sheep.
Hey, can we get the Drew and Mike t-shirt in the sleeveless hooded sweatshirt?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea now that I see that on her. Wow. How cool getting marketing ideas from these press conferences for missing people.
Green light thinking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. She has a sleeve on the other arm, too.
Jeez.
Yeah, she likes her tattoos.
She is so the black sheep.
She looks like she's the one who arranged it all.
Oh, my gosh.
Her sisters
had
her.
I'm just scrolling through Google Images. Look what popped up, Trudy. I don't know why that pops up.
What? What is it?
With a case of...
Totally tricked me.
No.
What was it?
Well, look. Okay, there's that...
Longest, straightest boner I've ever...
Well, there's that picture, and then the description is, Sheriff Tom Bosenko on missing woman case, Sheila Coaster and Suzanne Papini. The sister and sister-in-law of missing Reading area woman, Sherry Papini.
Who's that?
That's the picture that accompanies that story.
Why?
I don't know.
What's that there
Wait,
for?
Why is there a picture of...
I don't know. That's why I was so taken aback.
That's why he called Trudy over?
Yeah. That it would have that description.
Oh, boy.
Trudy has been victimized many times by the same trick.
I was victimized.
Well, the day that you showed me the two guys, you know, like the...
Docking? What?
Docking.
Dude on dude action, that was the worst.
That was docking? By accident.
So not by accident.
Yeah, it was.
Did you guys hear much discussion about these police dogs, you know, as far as the funeral for Colin Rose?
In what regard?
Well, they just were talking about how... His dog was aware that he had been hurt, and the dog went nuts. And they said the dog destroyed three things. I don't know what it destroyed, but they said it destroyed three objects. And then they said that it was howling and howling, like crying.
Oh, I believe it.
And then when they had to get his wife, you know, who's now a widow, suddenly they had to call her and get her out to the site to get the dog. The dog wouldn't leave the car.
Were there two
I guess.
Dogs with him?
Yeah, there were two dogs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you figure that dog knows her.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that poor dog. But,
yeah, one of the dogs took it incredibly hard. Clyde was in a position to possibly see the incident. Clyde was so angry, the dog tore up three items. The canines and their handlers aren't done paying tribute. Canine receiving line today. And there was more about the dog, too. Dogs have a hard time... coping with handler's death. Wednesday, police officer Colin Rose's canine partners, Clyde and Wolverine, are taking his death especially hard. A steady stream of officers and their canine partners filed at Ford Field, but only one of Rose's own dogs, Wolverine, was there. Clyde was not really in a position to attend without breaking down, said a Wayne State University police investigator. Said Clyde, a 5-year-old Rottweiler trained in narcotics detection and trafficking, had been partnered with Rose for several years, since 2013. Said they each found a life partner, and that paperwork is in the works to retire Clyde to Rose's fiance, with whom Clyde is staying. Wolverine's a younger German short-haired pointer that was Rose's partner starting in the summer, is now with WSU officer Andrew Grimm. So I guess that dog is able to move on. But Clyde had a really hard time. You could see Clyde grieve. It was awful. Aww. Wow. How incredible is that? Truly.
They have the sense of the people that they live with. I mean, did you see the article last week where they said your dog knows just
time?
Like,
well, the dog knows time. Did you see that?
The dog knows time's the argument.
Did you see that story? That was wild.
Well, the idea that they know when you're coming home.
Dogs can smell time.
They can smell
time? It's a theory. Yeah, well, because we have 5 million olfactory genes, nerves, or whatever. They have 300 million. Yeah.
What?
And they can also smell in stereo. They use one nostril than the other, so they can tell directions of scents.
Really?
Kind of like sound.
Wow.
Yeah. So the theory about like why they know an owner is coming home is the dissipation, thank you, Trudy, of scent throughout the day. Because your scent's so strong in the morning that you leave and then it disappears over time. So they know, oh, they usually come back when it smells like it does now.
Oh, my God. Isn't that that's wild? Amazing.
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't that crazy that cool?
Well, they say they also say that they know exactly, they can tell if you're lying, too. Like they observe everything that you've done, and they've got like this photographic memory for everything, so they can tell what all
it's
your
almost
body
like the Simpsons portray it.
Well, they also see you like nude, and they see you in every situation. They see you on the can.
Yeah, imagine if they could talk.
They know all
see
your
you
secrets.
Having sex.
Yeah, I know. They know all they know that scent.
Oh my God.
Oh, Drew's doing it again.
Hey, knock it off.
He's doing it in that room.
That'll treat my dog like that. My dog's not that lucky.
Nope, he's just staying a dump. False alarm.
Get my dog. Get my dog. My dogs know. My dogs understand the concept of taking turns.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes. And the reason I say it is because when my brother was here, he was teasing Mags by continually giving Layla treats. He gave Layla like 6 treats in a row, and Mags, like by the 3rd treat, was going nuts.
Aww.
Like, where's mine?
It was unfair.
Start barking.
He probably said in dog words, "I'm starving."
No, he said,
starving.
"It's my turn." She's had 3 in a row.
Yeah, I'm starving. Look at me.
Bullshit.
I'm wasting away.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're brilliant.
Doggies.
What do we have? This the Peanuts Christmas.
Yeah, I'll turn it off. I had Channel 7 News on at 7.
Oh, wait, that's already on? It's only December 1st.
Oh, believe me. They're all on.
Isn't it amazing
they're all recorded
how much Christmas
at my house.
Shit is on?
I know.
The Rockefeller Place one, that usually, I thought that was around the 15th or so they did that ridiculous show.
Well, who was the entertainment?
It's always horrible.
Right. One year it was Mariah, wasn't it? And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, she's at the point now where, she's on stupid shows
that.
Like that. Yeah, you'd think she'd be too big for that.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see Buzz Aldrin?
Yes, Buzz is sick. He was at the South Pole.
What is he doing there?
I don't know. What is he doing there?
He's 86 years old, and he decides, I'm just going to go on an exploratory mission to the South Pole.
He probably thought, well, shit, I've been to the moon. I'm just going to go to the South Pole.
He's
can't
got
be
the
worse.
Mars t-shirt on. He wants to go
to Mars,
I
saw that. The Mars,
he?
Yeah, he wants to go to
start
Mars.
Start shipping
no,
him there.
We're not saying 86-year-old to Mars. Fuck that.
Why not? It's not much of a loss, right? You don't want
to
send like
he's got like 2 loss. Minutes to talk about it when he gets back. Somebody's going to be around a while.
But
let's call him. Should we call him and see how he's doing?
You think he's? Would he be home by now?
No, he's
in a hospital bed in
I thought.
New Zealand.
The funniest thing Trudy and I were laughing at when they did the story on NBC News is every picture of him, there's somebody else who's clearly taking the picture, like a selfie, with Buzz in the background in their head. Mm. So I don't know if it's his wife or whatever. So it'd be like, if I took a picture of me and Trudy, I would be in it like this.
Yeah.
So every picture, there's this disembodied head. We don't know who it is, and it's clearly where your eyes focus on. You don't focus on Buzz.
I know. Why wouldn't they have cropped that out on NBC News at least?
I don't understand. Because they thought it was as funny as we did.
Foreground is this blonde chick, and then Buzz way back
Why is she putting herself in the picture? It doesn't have to be a selfie. You can just take a picture of Buzzer, right?
Yeah, I would think NBC would have completely obliterated that. I'm shocked they would leave that in there.
I got to find it for you. Because we were laughing at it.
Oh, my God. She's, it's all about her.
Who is she?
I don't know. Is that possibly his wife?
Yeah, it's very possible.
Does he have a young wife?
Yeah, younger.
Didn't we talk to her?
Yeah, we did. We've talked to all of his wives at one point or another.
How many?
I think he's on the 3rd, maybe?
Really? Buzz?
Yeah, Buzz. Buzz is a little wilder than we all thought.
What number of liver is he on?
I think he's still on Uno, although Chevy Chase looking for number 2.
Look, there she is, Drew.
New Zealand tonight. Oh, yeah. A smiling 86-year-old Buzz Aldrin after a rescue from the bottom of the world.
That's his woman.
Just Tuesday, he tweeted,
You, that's all you care about. Point,
a luxury adventure tour.
There she is again.
But
on
once
the right.
there, at 9,000 feet, nearly double the altitude of Denver, his condition deteriorated. A C-130
hey, what a cool trip. Let's go look at some ice and snow.
To a U.S. research station, then on to New Zealand.
I don't get the thrill of this at all.
There she is again. There she is again.
And it's another selfie.
Look at that.
ER Dr. John Torres.
Don't your eyes just naturally go to that person?
That's hilarious.
It and then I can't like think about Buzz Aldrin. Edema,
which is a buildup of
all
fluid
I can think of is who is
that
she?
Happens at high altitude. If that happens, you have to get them down to sea level.
Yeah,
quickly.
Okay. We all have Wikipedia.
Duh, she's 86.
We all have WebMD. Bye bye. We know what that is. Yeah.
Oh, that's really funny.
Edema. No one's impressible anymore.
I know.
You can always
thanks,
Google
Internet.
Something. Which is why when I was listening to your adult school thing, I couldn't believe people don't just Google how to make their bed.
Isn't that incredible that and they would actually be people to. Who would enter a school to learn stuff like how to bank a dentist appointment?
Oh, my God.
But it sounded like they were busy. And I don't know, with millennials, there's so many things they probably need to learn. I mean, some. It's not all. There's some are much worse than others. It's just that there's a lot more than there should be.
Really? Because I thought they had everything figured out.
Right.
Yeah, only the big things. Oh, only the larger issues. Okay. They know how to live.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't know how to do those little things.
Wait, didn't people used to be embarrassed about not knowing things like that? And I think millennials are like more about, hey, nobody told me that. As though,
yeah, it's not their fault.
Right, yeah.
Somebody go home should. To mommy.
Mom!
did you guys see the plane crash with the soccer team?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a list in USA Today had all the team crashes, which is quite a few now. I was surprised how many there are.
Alive.
Like the alive, the soccer team and alive.
Uruguayan soccer team.
The Marshall football team.
Marshall,
the
yeah.
Evansville basketball team. Yep. The Oklahoma State basketball team.
One.
I mean, there's been and there were a few others, too.
Yeah, the that's Russian
right.
hockey
that's
team.
That's right, yeah.
The KHL team.
I mean, that seems like a lot, considering, yeah. you know, you would just think it would be so rare.
But then again,
but they do travel a lot.
I was going to say, think of how many teams are probably in the air right now traveling of all different levels.
No, very true.
Did you hear the survivor talking about what happened at the very end?
I did, and...
Did that surprise you? I mean, everybody knows what to do in a crash, right?
I didn't, I was stunned by that. What the person said was that they were kind of fetaled in their, you know,
he
in
was
the
fetaled,
fetal
yes.
position.
Uh-huh. Head
and
down.
Everyone who pretty much died were standing up.
Yeah.
Why were they standing up? It's the last thing I'd do in a plane.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's the natural reaction if you don't know what to do.
No.
I don't know.
I wondered.
It isn't. You put your head down.
Of course.
They tell you that over the PA.
Yeah, head down.
Yeah. Stay down.
Yeah, well, head down, stay down. That's right, Joe.
I wondered what they told them, though, because the pilot kept asking, you know, can I land now? And they said, no, you can't. There's a plane below you. And so 2 minutes later, I need to land now. And they're like, well, no, I need to land now. I mean, this guy was like, it sounded like he wasn't stern enough with traffic control. He was running out of fuel.
You know why?
He ran out of fuel.
Now, you know that... the distance they flew was at the...
It was almost exactly a full tank.
Yeah, which they're not supposed to do. You want to know why they allegedly did?
Why?
They were late taking off. Let me find the story.
This is the co-pilot.
They had a full plane, too.
The Colombian crash plane missed crucial refueling stop after it took off 20 minutes late because the crew was looking for a player's video game.
Oh!
Was looking for what?
A player's video game.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
One of the guys, a soccer player's video yeah. game.
They're all dead because of that.
One of the guys who survived spoke. He says a WhatsApp group used by the players gave clues about the crash. The club's director of football had mentioned a delay caused by a lost video game. Delay meant the plane could not refuel in Cobija, which was then closed.
Why? Oh, they were closed.
Yeah, where they were supposed to stop refueling.
So they would rather crash than refuel.
Apparently risk it.
Or land or not take off
yeah.
because they can't.
For a fucking video game.
That's, I mean, think about that. How many, what a risk was taken because they don't want to be fucking late.
Jeez.
I mean, how absolutely stupid. And you know, that's happened a million times in terrible weather. They go, oh, we got to get these planes out. Get these planes out.
You ready for the ultimate serious issue, shallow thought?
Sure.
Trudy knows where we're going.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the
co-pilot?
The
co-pilot.
Have you seen her, Jay?
We don't pull, think
her,
so.
We pull up her picture for Drew.
Why?
Her She is smoking hot.
Oh, really?
Lady. Well,
that's a nice way to honor the co-pilot.
She was smoking hot.
Was.
There's nothing wrong with honoring the co-pilot. She's an attractive gal.
It's a bad term to use for what happened. Yeah. She was very beautiful.
I suspect she distracted the pilot.
I couldn't believe she was a pilot. And so then Trudy and I theorized that she's like a 10 here in America, but in Brazil she's like a 2. So she had to become a pilot.
She's not a 2 in Brazil. She's not a 2 anywhere.
She's a 10, man.
Damn.
That's a pilot?
Yeah. That's the co-pilot.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Look at her, man.
It's her first flight.
Did she start flying when she was 10?
Probably.
Jay said it's her first.
Yeah, she's pretty young there.
They said in the story it was her first, like,
it was her first
professional flight.
Oh, my God.
Well, so we can't blame her. It's only her first flight.
No. Well, she didn't leave her video game behind. Look at her. Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a great picture.
Oh, that sucks. What a loss.
That does suck.
So what's the turd pilot look like?
Oh.
The turd who responsible was.
Oh, there
was that him?
Did you hear the fun fact about the pilot?
I think I did, but it slips my mind.
His father also perished in a plane crash that he was piloting.
Yes.
Oh, so there's just a reckless piloting
gene.
Yeah, it's in the DNA.
Dynasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sloppy pilot gene. And they're fucking pilots. That's great.
Well, maybe that gene doesn't need to be passed along. The
kid must have been a pilot before he knew the father was sloppy.
Oh, there you go.
To change careers.
That's a great point.
What a drag.
Sad to laugh, but
I know.
God. Our thoughts and prayers go out to.
Oh man, of that course, just was always. Horrible. That scene, just 117.
I just can't get over the fact that that this guy's asking to land and he's not saying, "I am so close to being out of fuel, bitch, get me down."
Well, because they didn't want to go. Hey, why don't you refuel at Cohiba? And then because somebody forgot their video game.
Well, whatever. But you're out of fuel.
I know.
Because he circled, he circled.
Multiple times.
Yeah, multiple times. So, in other words, he could have landed easily without killing anyone.
Is there anything else about, like, when you heard where the plane crash was? What did you think of? Did you think of anything?
Medellin?
Yeah.
I thought of cocaine, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
The Medellin cartel.
You didn't think of Vinny Chase's movie, Medellin?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Entourage. Yeah. That was just me.
Medellin, that's right.
Remember that stupid movie?
I do.
Yeah, that was
Vinny Chase's career. Was it Vinny Chase? Is that his name?
Vinny Chase.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Vinny Chase.
A bomb in his career.
Those Entourage shows have been turning up on cable lately.
Just
on HBO.
Entourage.
It was a good show. I really liked it for a while.
It got ridiculous at the end.
I agree. It got really dumb, and I thought the movie was stupid as hell.
You know, I've had the movie sitting on my DVR for as long as it's come out, and I've never even bothered watching it. Is it worth watching, do you think?
You know, if I had nothing else to do with 2 hours, I would say
that doesn't exist.
You watched Joy.
I did watch Joy. You're
Joy.
Right.
Not mean to reveal that. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It wasn't that. I don't even think it was that bad a movie.
No, it was okay.
I was actually getting a little on the edge of my seat when she first went on QVC?
Yeah.
And she sucked.
Yeah.
And then the second time she went on and she still was like, having trouble getting words out.
Right.
I mean, I was actually feeling tension, like, God damn it, spit it out, bitch!
I know. Was she out of her element trying to be the person on QVC, or was that good acting, bad at that?
Well, I guess I couldn't
figure out with Jennifer Lawrence.
I think that was what really happened.
Oh.
So I think she was just doing what the character did. She was apparently horribly bad at it, but she figured it out, and once she knew what to do, once she got the essence of her personality out there, people bought it. It was great product.
Yeah,
so she sold it like crazy.
What was the product she was selling? Because it's a true story, right?
A mop.
Yeah, a mop.
Oh,
but this chick has sold tons of household things like mops.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
cool.
She's like a mini inventor.
And she's a QVC superstar, too, or she was. Now she's
sold billions of dollars of stuff.
HSA, Home Shopping Network.
Why don't they do a movie on, what's the Lady Clark Love Genie, the Quackers lady?
The Quacker Factory.
Quacker Factory. When's the Quacker Factory movie coming out?
What's the Quacker Factory?
Clark was obsessed with this QVC show called The Quacker Factory.
What the hell is that?
And it's pretty funny.
What the hell is that?
Remember when The Soup was on and they would show clips?
Oh, yeah.
They would show clips of The Quacker Factory because it's so
dumbest stuff.
Bad.
Right? Yeah.
Jay, will you search YouTube for Quacker Factory?
Every so often, paging through the channels, I'll see The Quacker Factory's on. I think of him.
No,
really?
Yeah. He was obsessed with it, honestly.
He was.
For like 6 months. It was weird.
Oh, you know what he got me into, which he was kind of obsessed with? Remember Trading Places?
Yeah, Trading Spaces.
Trading Spaces.
Yeah,
yeah. He used to watch that all the time. And that Paige, I thought Paige was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever happened to Paige?
She's doing porn.
She was like, no way.
We looked her. Didn't we look her up at 105.1? Weren't we?
I think we did look her up once.
I forgot what it was.
Chunked out or something.
No. I know Ty Pennington though has doing like insurance commercials or something. And man, does he look bad?
Oh wow.
Paige Davis.
Paige
Davis. Yeah, Paige Davis. Yeah.
And look up Samantha Brown while you're looking her up, too.
Wikipedia page looks, the picture is horrible.
For Paige Davis?
Yeah.
Let me see.
It must be new.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that and being surprised. Yeah, she doesn't look the same.
Oh, no.
Her hotness has left her.
Oh, dear.
Her hotness just traded spaces with someone else, apparently. Hey. There's just something really cute about her. She wasn't like a knockout, but there was just something so adorable about Paige. It wasn't even a sexual thing. It was just something
about
her.
Something
about her. She's all right. She's all sexy.
Remember the infamous one when they had the reveal and the people started crying? The brown, fireplace they covered up? That ridiculous. Is one of the funniest episodes of TV ever.
I know. It's like, look, people, they spent like $1,000 doing that. You can undo it for next to nothing. Easy. Relax, you asses.
Cry over
crying
it.
On TV over your stupid.
It's really funny.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Paige Davis?
It's her hair color.
I'm looking at her website.
Yeah.
Looks like it's just a basic bio of a website, but she's got this stupid stocking cap on.
Oh, yeah.
What? She's definitely going for something. She's trying to spread out and change her mix, change her look.
She's on Twitter.
She's a blogger.
It ain't working.
Is that what she's trying to change?
Ooh, nice. Look at that. Show Drew.
Yeah, she's
that
a blogger.
Yeah.
Drew.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's Paige.
That's
Davis.
Paige.
That's her butt.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Where is that from?
It's just in Google Images. It is her face, right?
Oh, that's her face. That's her ass.
All right, this is a new fun game I like
showing
to do.
Up her
is reading people's tweets and then you guessing how many likes it has or retweets. Ready? So on November 21st, Paige Davis tweeted, "Are you watching the Dancing with the Stars finale? Who do you think's going to take home the mirror ball tomorrow night?" Emoji of a person dancing. How many likes did that get?
16.
I'm going to guess 2. No, I'm going to guess none.
10.
10?
I was going to say 10.
10.
Why would anyone
I don't know.
Be even remotely intrigued by that?
She has 12,600 followers.
On Twitter?
Yeah, Paige Davis does.
They've got to all be from Trading Spaces days, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
What was she doing there, Trudy, in that there's a bunch of them. She's like stripping.
Yeah, she...
Drew, here's
she's like at a gay bar, though. Look at the background, but then...
Hot.
Like,
wait a second.
Was Dennis there?
Oh, yeah. People are putting money in her cleavage.
I never thought she even had a skank part to it. I never thought she had a skank element to her personality. I think I like her even better.
Yeah, there's all kinds of action happening
look
there.
At
in that,
that
yellow
what
dress.
Is...
Money, but these dudes all look naked behind her.
What the? That, Joe, this is really weird.
Doesn't
really
it say?
Weird.
Can't you click on
is
the
Is that
story?
Her over there, too?
Look at
what? Well, well, well.
Can you mean click on the explanation
invasive picture.
For
yeah. Oh
God, she's got a huge mouth. My. Didn't notice
that
before.
This is her.
Paige Davis, hottie.
Yeah, that's her. Oh, that's definitely her. God. Look at that mouth.
Unless it's
mouth. She's a woman that's been very ineffective, other than she's got a big mouth.
Girl Gone Wild. That looks like a Star story, Star magazine.
What's this picture where she's wrapped in the wallpaper? Or did you see that one?
Oh, a little promo for her show. That's back when she had red hair, so that would have been right around the time of that show.
She looks good there in that one.
What did somebody stuffing money in her top?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. She must be at a
jealous
strip club.
She's
or
got
something?
A she's got some really wild alter ego.
I'm trying to you're find saying, out like where it was from or what she was doing.
Okay. I mean, is this a joke?
No,
it
doesn't look like a joke.
Just, having a little fun, man. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, she knows her way around the hammer and nails and
just
get her boobs out.
Hammer and nails.
Way around the titty bar.
Can I do one more tweet from her and you can guess?
I'll try.
It's from November 15th. Awesome segment on Arizona Daily Mix, but I'm following those insanely cute pictures of dogs. But hey, dog spelled backwards is God.
Well, if it's dogs, it's got to be ups.
If there's more than two likes,
there's no
to
picture.
That,
there's no picture with it.
If there's more than two likes to that, there's no justice.
You can guess likes
in this world.
Or retweets.
18 total. 10.
I'm gonna say two likes, and nobody's gonna retweet that.
A big fat zero on both.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Until now. Now it's gonna get one like. I me. I think that'll freak her out. Like, what is the dork doing?
She'll try to find you.
What a stupid! I can't believe someone tweets such stupid things, and there are actually people following it.
I know.
It's some charity event for Broadway Bears fundraiser.
All those skanky pictures?
Yeah, Rosenblatt helped raise $500,000 for Broadway Cares.
She's a theater person now, Drew, by the way. She's been doing shows.
Charity. It was from charity event. She's
oh, so that's
oh, it's
why
AIDS.
The guys
yeah, so there's a lot of flamboyant gay
guys.
People there, yeah. Because yeah. There were some wild-looking people in the background,
okay.
For sure.
Well, that
that's
sense.
All right. Yeah, right. I didn't know she had an interview.
She's quick. Doing theater in Phoenix now, so fellows wondering.
Well, all the pictures, when she's clothed, she's sticking her butt out, so she really thinks her butt is her best feature.
Yeah, she's into her ass. Yeah, no
she
doubt.
Might be right.
She thinks she's...
Did you find Quacker Factory,
yeah.
Jay? Can you just show Drew a little bit of it?
I see.
I think
she died, by the way, like 5 years ago.
Jeannie Bison was her name.
Yeah.
The host of this?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Drew will not like it.
What'd she die of?
Christmas is
boredom.
Oh. And we used to get our tinsel in a tangle.
Yes.
And then one year my husband said, no more.
Quack,
we're
going
quack. To Florida. Mm-hmm. And we went to Florida. And since, and you were how old?
Five.
And since 85? Then, Christmas has just been wonderful. We play. We don't worry about presents.
Is this
we
from
don't
the
worry
show? Where she's
anything.
Selling shit?
Nope.
And we just have
Mike
a
Clark
time.
Watched this?
A
yes. Oh, a lot.
Really?
Her outfits are ridiculous, too.
Remember the South Park episode about QVC?
No.
Oh, boy.
Balls.
I got to watch that.
Good it's Just Us Girls when you join me, Jean Bice, this week during the premiere of The Quacker Factory on QVC. I can't wait to see you.
I'm trying to figure out what because I know there's some really odd element of it that he's amused by.
Oh, she's just weird. She's bizarre.
Sweater okay, in thank red you.
In the beginning
yes, she
of
did.
The show.
Colleen,
you
can
are so pretty.
I mean, you got
your
basically
hair,
an overweight older woman
like,
with ridiculous clothes.
Yes.
Headbands.
This is your black. Again, 45% off the
But she would
TV.
Tell these
wow.
really insane stories.
$16
Stop it.
I'm going to help you out here.
Stop it.
So we can get to all
I'm sorry,
colors.
There's a little on each side.
Ooh, beautiful. Kicky.
Then we go into one of the indigos.
I don't think I'm into the Quacker Factory thing.
No. I know. Well,
stop
yeah, yeah.
I knew.
Not
example.
To be compared to...
We, but when you were gone, you left us
you
to
the
mercy of that.
It's amazing.
Oh, I'm
this
sorry.
Dream,
what can I say?
I made
you apologize.
Right?
The Quacker
oh,
Factory.
Goodness.
I like the name.
Flat front.
Well, the callers would call up and they'd go, quack, quack, Jean.
Oh, my God.
And they'd talk to him about, like, I love that blouse she made with the train on it.
And they're all 80.
I do love the way Mike will give something like that time to discover all those idiosyncrasies.
Well, if I do recall, Trudy, I think someone else in the family was watching. Not Trish, but I think someone else in his family
oh.
was watching it at a gathering.
Oh.
They just have
an aunt or something? It had maybe to have been an elderly aunt, possibly. Or his mom.
Gotta watch the Quacker Factory.
Yeah.
Because they were like old lady clothes.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have a 105-year-old yoga instructor? Do we have her number?
Hot.
Okay, why don't we call her in part two? We'll kick off part two by calling Lily Ray Hansen, the 105-year-old yoga teacher. Should we call her ahead, or should we just blow in a call? Should I just blow in a call?
Yeah.
So we're talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Ludington, the home of Luke Wilson. Luke,
oh.
no,
and
Luke
Jensen.
Luke Jensen.
And Murphy.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder what those dudes are doing.
Luke was doing TV on ESPN for a long time.
I know. No, Luke was doing great.
He was really, really good. And then McEnroe's brother pushed him out.
Ah.
And Fowler.
So, anyway, yeah, we're about an hour in anyway. So, why don't we wrap up part one? We'll be back with part two. And we'll be talking to the 105-year-old yoga teacher. I'm sure she's really able to
very limber.
Do the splits and all
very
that stuff.
Limber, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As once again, our phone book only has people over 100 years old.
They constantly.
That's all we have. So what can we do?
They constantly walk in and they think she's dead. It's like, are you doing downward facing dog?
Stand by for part two.
See ya!